All right, we're back.
Second hour, Incendiary Radio coming your way. Now, this is from September 1918, Sir M. Finlay to Mr. Balfour. I consider that the immediate suppression of Bolshevism is the greatest issue now before the world, not even excluding the war, which is still raging. And unless, as above stated, Bolshevism is nipped in the bud immediately, it is bound to spread in one form or another over Europe and the whole world as it is organized and worked by Jews who have no nationality and whose one object is to destroy for their own ends the existing order of things. The only manner in which this danger could be averted would be collective action on the part of all powers. 1909, book by Köppen, Albancelli. There's an existence, a plan of world organization about which much has been said for several years past, in favor of which determined propaganda has been made among the masses, and towards which our present rulers are causing us to slide gradually and unconsciously. We mean to say that the socialist collectivist organization, it is that which is the most in harmony with the character, the aptitudes, and the means of action of the Jewish race. It is that which bears the signature, the trademark of this new reigning people. It is that which it wishes to impose on the Christian world, because it is only by this means that it can dominate the latter. Instead of wearing a military or political character, the dictatorship imposed by the Jewish race will be a financial, industrial, commercial dictatorship. At least for a time, it will show itself as little as possible. The Jews have endowed the commercial, industrial, and financial world with the joint stock company, thanks to which they are able to hide their immense riches. They will endow the entire Christian world with that which they have bestowed on France, the joint stock company for the exploitation of nations called Republic, thanks to which they will be able to hide their kingship. We are moving then towards a universal republic, because it is only thus that Jewish financial, industrial, and commercial kingship can be established. But under its republican mass, this kingship will be infinitely more despotic than any other. It will be exactly that which man has established over the animal. The Jewish race will maintain its hold upon us by our needs. It will rely on a strongly organized and carefully chosen police, so generously paid that it will be ready to do anything, just as the presidents of republics who are given 1,200,000 francs and who are chosen especially for the purpose, Macron, anyway, are ready to put their signature to anything. I mean, look at these guys. Look at these guys that are willing to crush their own farmers. Trudeau, the bonehead in the Netherlands, Macron, Johnson, Biden. I mean, look at these guys. They're willing to commit democide on their own fellow countrymen, because they are that compromised. Beyond the police, nothing but workmen on one side, and on the other, engineers, dictators, directors, administrators. The workers will be all non-Jews. The engineers, directors, administrators will be, on the contrary, be Jews. We do not say the Jews and their friends. We say the Jews, for the Jews then will have no more friends. And they will be 100 times right in such a situation to rely upon those who will be of the race. Just, you know, it's going to get it. And then it gets into, talking about Russia, okay? Now, here in our country, where we are absolute masters, we fear no one at all. The country worn out by war, sickness, death, and famine no longer dares to make the slightest protest, finding itself under the perpetual menace of the Cheka and the army. Often we are ourselves surprised by its patience, which has become so well known. There is not, one can be certain, in the whole of Russia, a single household in which we have not killed in some manner or other the father, the mother, a brother, a daughter, a son, some near relative or friend. Very well, then. Felix Dzerzhinsky, with a D, D-J-E-R, He was the head of the Cheka. Nevertheless, walks quietly about Moscow without any guard, even at night. When we remonstrate with him for these walks, he contents himself with laughing disdainfully and saying, what? They would never dare. Basically saying they would never dare try anything against me. And he's right. They do not dare. What a strange country. So you've got this guy just torturing and brutalizing people. And then this guy would walk around Moscow by himself at night. He had so much chutzpah. And remember what Solzhenitsyn said when we burned in the camps later, that we didn't freaking strike when they started doing these roundups. You know, I'm not telling anybody to go anywhere and do anything, but when you see somebody coming to your door and you hear some people kicking in doors in your neighborhood, when you see movements of this nature. Now, remember the Boston bombing guys, these two, what are the name of these brothers? I can't remember it right off the top of my head, but remember the actions of the Boston police telling people to go in their homes and basically kicking in homes looking for these guys? So, see, they could use this under some guise of looking for suspects. To do dissident extractions, people that are leaders in the dissident communities, you know, everybody that does talk radio, everybody that is in alternative media. When this thing goes live, and every day it seems we inch towards this going live, the day where you could be disappeared is one day closer. And you know, hopefully a bunch of us can go down fighting and not get disappeared. And then, you know, because you read about these tortures and it's not something very pretty to think about. Let's get clip 6 ready. And this was from the Monetary Institute, where they're talking in Britain. This is how close we are to the totalitarian panopticon technocracy. Go ahead and roll clip 6.
The central bankers, this is my last slide because my 12 minutes are just up, have reacted to the truth coming out. They admit that they've been telling porkies, and now they propose to increase their power. So central bankers belatedly admit, now that you've mentioned it, yes, banks create the money supply. Let's abolish that now. And also, by the way, let's abolish cash. So what should we do? Well, introduce digital cybercurrency that central banks issue and control, and thereby gain total control over all economic transactions, decisions, and the whole lot you've just heard from the CEO of the GDI. So the greatest concentration of central banking power in history is really the bid they're aiming at. That's the central bank's goal. And, of course, digital accounts of dissenters and regime critics could be switched off. It'd be very difficult to even purchase necessities. So this is an Orwellian dystopia of total control, the end of any freedoms. That's really what central banks are aiming at. Several central banks have, like the Bank of England, already prepared their microchip implant, RFID chip, to be implanted under your skin. And why is the sudden discussion about universal basic income from all the grassroots and inverted commas movements and billionaires? Universal basic income is the bribe for you to accept the microchip. The overarching trend of the 20th century is concentration of power in the hands of the few. That's what we have to keep in mind. We have to work against this. We don't want to have these unaccountable central planners making decisions. We need decentralization, and the solution, therefore, is to maintain public money in the hands of local community banks, decentralize decision-making, give local people the power in the form of local public banks and local not-for-profit community banks. As I walked in, I was delighted to see that the Gottlieb Duttweiler Institute is also about Genossenschaften, cooperatives. And, of course, the majority of banks in Germany are cooperative banks. And that's really what we need. So,
all right, stop there. We are not making war against individuals in particular, writes Latsis in The Red Terror of November 1918. We are exterminating the bourgeoisie as a class. Do not look in the inquiry for documents and proofs of what the accused person has done in acts or words against the Soviet authority. The first question which you must put to him is, to what class does he belong? What are his origins, his education, his instruction, his profession? Remember Pol Pot killing anybody with glasses because they knew how to read? In fact, communism only maintains itself by a general terror. And in the end, the working and peasant classes have suffered as much as the others. Once launched on the way of massacres, extermination has been carried out at random in order to impose communist rule by general terror. One of the Soviet leaders, who at least possesses the merit of frankness, has dared to write, "Yes, certainly, your Russia is dying. There no longer exists anywhere, if it has ever existed, a single class of the population for which life is harder than in our Soviet paradise. We make experiments on the living body of the people. Devil take it. Exactly like a first-year student working on a corpse of a vagabond, which he has procured in the anatomy operating theater." Better than dry statistics, the following description by a witness will give an idea of the scale upon which these butcheries are made. When the Rorberg Commission of Inquiry entered Kiev, it's funny how the Kiev and Crimea and all that is mentioned in this book, well over 100 years ago. After the taking of the town by the Volunteer Army in August 1919, it found the execution hall of the Cheka in the following state. All the cement floor of the great garage of the departmental Cheka of Kiev was flooded with blood. This blood was no longer flowing. It formed a layer of several inches. It was a horrible mixture of blood, brains, of pieces of skull, of tufts of hair, and other human remains. All the walls, riddled by thousands of bullets, were bespattered with blood. Pieces of brains and of scalps were sticking to them. A gutter 25 centimeters wide by 25 centimeters deep and about 10 meters long ran from the center of the garage towards a subterranean drain. This gutter, along its whole length, was full to the top of blood. Usually, as soon as the massacre had taken place, the bodies were conveyed out of the town in mortar lorries and buried beside the grave about which we have spoken. We found in a corner of the garden another grave which was older and contained about 80 bodies. Here we discovered on the bodies traces of cruelty and mutilations of the most varied and unimaginable. Some bodies were disemboweled. Others had limbs chopped off. Some were literally hacked to pieces. Some had their eyes put out, their head, face, and neck and trunk covered with deep wounds. Further on, we found a corpse with a wedge driven into the chest. Some had no tongues. In the corner of the grave, we discovered a certain quantity of arms and legs. Professor Saralia gives in the Scotsman, 7th November 1923, the following figures. 28 bishops, 1,219 priests, 6,000 professors and teachers, 9,000 doctors, 54,000 officers, 260,000 soldiers, 70,000 policemen, 12,950 property owners, 535,250 members of the intellectual and liberal professions, 193,290 workmen, 618,000 peasants. Ugh. It's just you keep reading, and it just makes you crazy. Bodies of four peasant hostages with atrociously mutilated faces, the genital parts having been operated upon by Chinese torturers in a manner unknown to European doctors, and whose opinion the agony caused to the victims must have been dreadful. So Chinese torturers worked there for the Cheka in Kiev back 100 and some odd years ago. This is crazy. It's impossible to enumerate all the forms of savagery which the Red Terror took. A volume would not contain them. The Cheka of Kharkov, which is being mentioned in the news today, for example, which Sianko operated, had the specialty of scalping victims and taking off the skin of their hands as one takes off a glove. At Vorongi, the victims were shut up naked in a barrel studded with nails, which was then rolled about. Their foreheads were branded with a red-hot iron, five-pointed star. At Tsaritsyn and at Kamyshyn, their bones were sawed. At Kiev, the victim was shut up in a chest containing decomposing corpses. After firing shots above his head, his torturers told him that he would be buried alive. The chest was buried and opened again half an hour later when the interrogation of the victim was proceeded with. The scene repeated several times over. It is not surprising that many victims went mad. I mean, this is what we're up against, folks. This is the mentality of people that we are up against. Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready. Now, this is Dave Chappelle starting out. And then it moves into, when you hear the voice change, this is Rabbi Michael Lightman, L-A-I-T-M-A-N. And he is a mystical, Kabbalistic kind of hardcore Orthodox guy. Oh, I did? Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that. I missed that one. Anyway, I forgot to send the producer. I wrote it down, but I forgot to send. But anyway, the guy basically says that we Jewish people come from a different dimension, and they are here to conquer the earth. That's basically, so this is this kind of mystical interpretation about, you know, how Rabbi Schneerson said that Jews come from a place of like holiness and all this, their souls, and then the souls of non-Jews come from satanic spheres. Remember that quote from him? Well, this kind of piggybacks on that, to where he's basically saying the emanation of Jewry comes from a different dimension than the emanation from the rest of the human race, basically claiming that they are somehow interdimensional alien force. It's very, very interesting. So anyway, let's get clip 7 ready. And this one kind of piggybacks on what Karen Kingston was talking about how this sickness throughout 2019 and I guess 2020 was spread. And it talked, you know, where she was talking about kind of like drones or some sort of a spraying system. Well, now you have a company called PaxVax that's been now in bed with the Australian government. Let's listen to that one. Go ahead and roll 7. Number 7.
Australia have approved the license application from big pharma company PaxVax. That will allow them to intentionally release a GMO vaccine consisting of live bacteria into Queensland, via chemtrails. Australia have approved the license application from big pharma company PaxVax that will allow them to intentionally release a GMO vaccine consisting of live bacteria into Queensland, via chemtrails. The Office of the Gene Technology Regulator, OGTR, says that the vaccine qualifies as a limited and controlled release under Section 50A of the Gene Technology Act 2000. Editor's note, they claim it will be trialed only on 1,000 volunteers and is given to them by way of liquid not spraying into the air. However, it is known that the intention to be able to vaccinate by way of spraying has been planned, and technology is under development. It's not known if it has yet occurred and which countries it will be tested on.
So, they're, you know, I mean, the release into these mosquitoes, and now basically bragging that, yeah, we're going to send you, we're going to vaccinate you, whether you like it or not, right through the air. Okay, so people have been talking about this for some time. Unfortunately, you know, all of us that have tried to avoid, you know, the needle and everything else, we have kind of something else to worry about, basically being, hit by chemtrails with some sort of a genetically modified. I mean, look at what we got, Morgellons and rents and all these people been talking about since the internet came up, these fibers and so forth and so on. Let's see here. If you would get clip 9 ready, this is our boy Harari talking about AI, and think about him talking about this alien force on the Earth, okay, that's now here due to the, you know, them supposedly developing AI. Now, remember the guys from the quantum computing, Jordy Rose and all this, talking about the ghost in the machine and so forth. But go ahead and let's play clip 9.
The new thing is that there is a kind of alien presence on Earth. A new alien intelligence has invaded our life, not from a distant planet, but from the laboratories, artificial intelligence. And this is something new. It's a game changer, because unlike all previous information technology, it can make decisions on its own. It can analyze us. It can hack us. The printing press couldn't do it. The radio couldn't do it. But the new technology can do it. And for the first time in history, it is becoming possible to hack human beings and therefore also to manipulate human beings on an unprecedented scale. And we don't know how to deal with it. We really have no traditions about how to deal with it, because it never existed before in history.
All right, so go ahead and stop that. Now think about this guy. He's gay, he's a vegetarian, and he wants you to stop eating meat because he doesn't want to hurt sentient beings, being like a cow or a chicken or whatever. But yet, he is willing to tamper with sentient beings called humans. So he doesn't want to use a cow for meat or what have you, but he has no problem tinkering with your brain, okay, and making you into something, a new creature under his tutelage. This is the satanic inversion, okay. Now, Mr. Producer, I sent you the clip 12. As you'll be able to see it now. Now, this is the one with Chappelle, and then it goes into Rabbi Michael Laitman. And you'll get a kick out of this one. Go ahead and roll.
I also saw a lot of videos of UFOs. I mean, what the fuck has been going on with that shit? These niggas are here. These UFOs keep coming to Earth, and it made me think of an idea for a movie. Sounds dumb, but hear me out. In my movie idea, we find out that these aliens are originally from Earth, that they're from an ancient civilization that achieved interstellar travel and left the Earth thousands of years ago. Some other planet they go to, and things go terrible for them in the other planet. So they come back to Earth and decide that they want to claim the Earth for their very own. It's a pretty good plot line, huh? I call it Space Jews. All right. It's going to get worse than that. Hang in there.
We received this ray of light, this awakening, individually, and now we're gathering as groups, starting to prep ourselves to conquer Earth. That's the mission. What? You don't see it? But in fact, it's new to us, but in fact, it's coming from our original planet. And thanks to that original natural force we have, we will take over. We'll take over those living on Earth. What are you looking at me like that? You don't believe what I'm telling you? I'm telling you seriously. It's even more than that. It's not a different galaxy. It's a different universe. It's a different dimension altogether. That's who we are.
All right. So that's just kind of crazy how some of these guys think. So in the latest example of the so-called Western colonial unity over the needless slaughter of Ukraine soldiers, the Czech Republic, between 70 to 100,000 protesters gathered in central Prague on Saturday for a march dubbed Czech Republic First, urging the government to resign over soaring energy prices, inflation, and to drop anti-Russia sanctions. A mass protest that followed Russian energy giant Gazprom having to stop all natural gas flows to the EU because of a failed pumping turbine, and highlighted that the oil leak detection report was also signed by representatives of Siemens, citing the German company as saying that the necessary repairs could only be done in the conditions of a specialized workshop. And this is on RT. But due to lunatic Western colonial sanctions, the specialized workshops in Germany and Canada under contract to repair these pumping turbines are forbidden to do so, a fact causing Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov to explain, if Europeans absolutely absurdly make a decision refusing to conduct maintenance of Gazprom's equipment, which they must service under the contract, then this is not the fault of Gazprom. It's the fault of those politicians who made the decision to impose sanctions. Now, that's out of Sputnik, but that's another angle to why the gas is shut off. Well, you guys are supposed to be taking care of your part of the pipeline and everything, but you're not doing that due to the sanctions. And now, you know, you got your people not getting no gas. Now, look, this could be Putin cutting off the gas, but it's just another angle that the Russians are throwing out there that's worth kind of looking at it. Just kind of crazy that, you know, this artificial scarcity, it just blows your mind. You know, Nahum Goldman, you know, this is the creative destruction and then build back better. This is from August 30th on Henry Macau. And we're coming up on break. All social strata and social formations created by traditional society must be annihilated. Individual men and women must be uprooted from their ancestral environment, torn out of their native milieus. No tradition of any type shall be permitted to remain as sacrosanct. Traditional social norms must only be viewed as a disease to be eradicated. The ruling dictum of the new order is nothing is good, so everything must be criticized and abolished. Everything that was must be gone. You see all our statues. You see everything about the traditions of the country, religion. These people are after it all.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
The invasion continues. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. 4.9 million illegal aliens that we know of have entered the nation since Biden took office. 900,000 were gotaways, who were seen but not apprehended. 56 known terrorists were captured in the 4 million aliens that were processed. So using the same ratio of terrorists to aliens, there were probably 12 or more terrorists in the 900,000 gotaways. In reality, that ratio is probably higher because criminals and terrorists don't want to be caught. Fentanyl is now two-thirds of the overdose deaths in America. 1,200 people have been found dead on the U.S. side of the southern border. At least a dozen terrorists roam free in our country. Tell me again how an open border is the humane thing to do. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Last half hour, Speak Free Radio, simulcast. Anybody wants to call in, we got the last half hour. You can jump on and weigh in. Bed Bath & Beyond CFO allegedly commits suicide by jumping from his skyscraper, the Jenga building, after announcing massive store closures. How many of you believe the guy actually jumped out? I don't. I think he got tossed out for some reason. That's just, I don't know. Guy's 52 years old, rich, just sold a bunch of his stock, and people just believe automatically that he, you know, jumps out of this 18th floor of this building. Something came to my mind over the last couple weeks. Multiple city kind of operations using some of these Afghans that were brought here, some of them for this very purpose of some sort of a multi-city terror attack. I just have this feeling you brought all these characters allegedly unvetted from Afghanistan. Who knows where they're all at now? Who knows what kind of training that they've received over these months? And are they lying in wait to pull an operation? Very possible. This clown, Newsom, Gavin Newsom, he wants to ban the internal combustion engine by the year 2035. It's 2022, so we're looking at 13. Who knows what's going to even be here in 13 years? You know, they pushed this off. That's to get us pissed. This guy, oh, yeah, we're banning it by 2035. Well, wait a minute. you just got a couple years left in your term, and you're going to set this agenda? And then a bunch of these other governors, Youngkin from Virginia, this guy who's being groomed to possibly run up against Trump, this Carlisle Group minion, Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, who I exposed as soon as this guy was running. Carlisle Group, come on. It's just sick. Let's talk to Dave in Nevada. Dave, what's happening?
Hey, Dan Robert.
I'm all right.
Yeah. I was wondering, did you hear the Pope's last, Francis, I'll just say Francis's last statement on vaccines, what he said?
I did not. What's the latest?
Well, it was just a statement. It was just a quick blurb that I heard, and the quote was something to the effect that he's encouraging all Catholics to get vaccinated as an, he calls it, an act of love.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's made all kinds of strange statements. What do you think about this? Pope decapitates the Knights of Malta. Heavy-handed reform, revoking the four high offices of the Knights of Malta and instituting a provisional government, getting rid of Cardinal Burke, the former Archbishop of St. Louis, who's a known staunch conservative. Real weird stuff.
Yeah, that's really interesting stuff too. I don't know that much about Cardinal. I mean, I know as much as anyone else knows about Cardinal Burke.
But him and Francis have been buttoning heads. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, because of my experience with anyone in the Vatican too, like the conservative circles in Vatican too, I'm just leery of anyone that has a high profile. So I really can't say either way, but I don't know. The Knights of Malta are everywhere. I mean, all of the Catholics in the judiciary, they're all Knights of Malta. So that's saying something.
Well, there's a lot of guys in the arms industry, and a lot of let's just say heavy business type thing. There's a lot of Opus Dei. There's Opus Deis as well, but.
The school that I went to, the entire board of governors, they were Knights of Malta, and half of them weren't even Catholic. They were just like CEOs and executives of these huge companies.
Robert Mugabe was a Knight of Malta. Soros is a Knight of Malta. I mean, they give it out to anybody that's got money and powerful and that sort of thing. So.
Oh yeah, I mean that's all these guys were, and they would like prance onto campus and have like their special dinners and stuff. And I'm looking at those guys, and like these guys aren't even. I was just kind of laughing. These guys aren't even Catholic. But they're wearing that cute little uniform with that nice little, I guess the Iron Cross or whatever the symbol is.
Yeah. The Maltese cross. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The Maltese cross. Yeah, very interesting history. But what I want to kind of like talk about is, how people are saying, well, when Donald Trump came out with Operation Warp Speed, now the Dems are trying to, I guess the word's getting out on vaccines, so now the Dems are trying to like attack the responsibility on Trump. There's that whole.
Yeah, they're trying to flip the script all of a sudden due to the fact that it's enough people are collapsing and dropping dead all over the place. Now that they're saying, "Oh my gosh, Trump and the fascist military pushed this thing through without the proper trials after you guys just fired everybody in the world, kicked out half the military, and did everything else." But they know people are dumb and have goldfish memory, so they think they can get away with it. I mean,
So a certain amount, anti-Trumpers will bite. But the thing is, the people who are like I hear Trump supporters and people on RBN who are talking about this, and they're saying, well, Trump's got to retract he has to retract what he said. He has to like be honest and say he made a mistake.
He's not going to.
I don't think he's going to do that. And I also think it's pointless for him to do it at this point. If he admits what I mean, think of the ramifications if Donald Trump actually admits that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens after? Like, then he really has to take responsibility because he's admitting.
It'll be a feeding frenzy on him then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so you hear these people, these reactionaries, like these people are actually Trump supporters saying he's got to retract what he has to say about the vaccine. They're going to double down on it.
Yeah.
He's actually admitting that he's the one that's responsible now.
Yeah, the father of the vaccine. He's just going to roll with it. And I think he's going to downplay it as much as possible, probably. And he's going to be told, hey, just drop it as much as you can, unless somebody brings it up. And then he's just going to go with the talking points.
Right. Yeah, but I had to bring that up because these people that are Trump supporters, they're shooting themselves in the foot when they're saying that. If they're not thinking it through.
And most people are triangulating. They're like, look, I'm not a fan of this whole vaccine BS, but they're like looking at it as like, okay, the other side is gone.
Yeah,
the other side has gone so full-blown crazy and complete nutty authoritarian Marxists that I'll hold my nose over the vaccine stuff and I just want to return to some sort of normalcy. So that's what people are looking for. They're not going to get it. It doesn't matter.
No.
We're done. It's the normalcy's gone. We're in a different phase of these people's operation now, and it's gone operational with the depopulation. And so, unfortunately, we are in a place now where it's unavoidable, some very serious tribulation coming our way.
Yeah, and I think that it's this whole vaccine thing is – it's so like to me. It's really about the Book of Revelation. It really points to everything. It just seems like it points to everything that's talked about in Revelation. Like,
people like
mothers and mothers and husbands and children turning their own family members in. That's what I see happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I really see people like turning each other in over this stuff. Like, oh well, my wife or my husband's a conspiracy theorist. He's unvaccinated.
Believe me, I got family members that are gone. All right, Dave, I gotta jump. I got another call, but thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. This is up on Leo Zagami. Was Christina Kirchner a victim of an attempted assassination by a Vatican assassin, Masonic, and Neo-Templar connections point in that direction? And the guy that allegedly... the Times of Israel, they're all describing the guy as a Nazi, a Brazilian with a criminal history and a so quote unquote Nazi tattoo. He's got a black sun on his left elbow. Okay. Fernando Andre Sabag Montiel, 35-year-old Brazilian citizen. And you can read that on Leo Zagami, kind of interesting article. Let's take Mike in Kentucky. Mike, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, you just reminded me of Gregory Peck in The Boys from Brazil. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were all from Brazil. They tried to clone Hitler and kill his all the clones' dad at the same time his dad died and manufacture a fake psyche of their version of Hitler. Anyway, I think my thinking is on this electric car stuff is there's a couple of things that's got to be solved, and I think they're waiting on, they're counting on some battery technology that's coming down the pike.
Have you been reading these articles? Well, hell, they're coming out with it to where you can charge it just as fast as, within a few minutes versus having to sit there for blah, 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 all this time
what
and all
I'm
that.
What I'm talking about is much lighter weight, smaller dry cell technology. There's no plans in viable things or any viable method that I've seen to recycle these batteries. And here in Kentucky, yeah. they're really investing big time in manufacturing these batteries. But nobody's talking about how are we going to recycle this stuff.
Yeah.
And so even if you can increase the grid by 30%, which I think that's what came out in California this week, is that if once they fully roll out electric cars, it's going to take 30% of the grid capacity in California alone to charge these cars. And
well, there's only like a million cars in California right now that are electric, and that's like a very small percentage of the total cars.
Well, they're foo-fooing the idea of these hydrogen. Forget who it is. Toyota is one of them. The hydrogen fuel cells, and then that South Korean car company, which is basically, I think, a conglomerate with Honda. I just can't remember the name of it all of a sudden. But
here in the St. Louis area, you got the Kia boys, which they've all figured out with these Hyundais and these Kias, they're super easy to steal. So now we're having gang wars and hundreds of these Kias and Hyundais being stolen. All they got to do is jack into the USB, crack the steering column or something, and then jack a USB, and they can start the car. And so
I think it's Hyundai and Toyota that if they've got a viable kind of an autonomous.
Yeah, but listen to this. Listen to this. This is what's hilarious. So now the city of St. Louis, the mayor, Tashara Jones, and all the goofballs, they're blaming the car manufacturers for making them too easy to steal, and now they want to sue them rather than blaming the people that are stealing the cars. See, it's the car manufacturer's fault because they're too easy to steal.
It's the old adage, locks are only going to keep honest people honest. And I think John Adams, one of those founders, said this, that we can furnish no government except to be for an honest and, or a moral and religious people.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't compete with the unbridled avarice and greed or whatever if there's no restraint of morality and the religion and a fear of your maker, which say, you know, here we're reaping, you know, 50 years of God is dead. You know, they started that in the 60s. But people don't fear their life after death. But, no, I think you could see kind of a rogue road warrior type element going, because in 12 years there's going to be plenty of people that still have really good cars, and as long as there's parts to rebuild these things, you know, unless they play, which they very well might manipulate the scrap market like they've done over the last 25 years or so, roller coaster the scrap market up and down, and the junkyards will sell off all their old cars, so... and then they'll start confiscating them like they started in the early 90s. I don't know if you remember that.
Cash for clunkers?
No, cash for clunkers. The 2000s. Oh, okay. The 2000s was cash for clunkers, because I had one that people kept telling me that I needed to turn it in for cash for clunkers. And I said, it's not eligible. What do you mean? It was a two-wheel drive Jeep Cherokee, and it only had a 2.5 four-cylinder, and it was a manual. So I was getting like 22, 23 miles a gallon. So it wasn't eligible for cash for clunkers, and it was only going to give you $500. But back in the early 90s, when George Herbert Walker Bush left, he did not sign the enhanced EPA Phase 2 regulations. But Clinton did, and they started a couple of high-profile confiscation in that law, and I think it wasn't ever changed. They just, by policy, aren't enforcing it. If you had a car that was over 5 years old, it wouldn't pass emissions. They didn't need a warrant. They declared your driveway, the floor of your garage, as public access. They come in and confiscate your car. And there was a guy, a collector of Corvairs out in California. He even had a judge try to issue an injunction. They confiscated like 50 Corvairs and crushed them before he could make it stop.
And isn't that evil?
That's evil. A couple of them in New Jersey that happened that way too, but... it might raise such a stink, and I guess they had political connections, that they just didn't enforce it. So that law, as far as I know, is still on the books.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Yeah. All right, bye.
All right, man. See ya. And we got one more caller, but I wanted to get this in. More than 50 Biden officials and 12 federal agencies colluded with big tech to censor their political opponents. Duh. Duh. This is all coming out with these lawsuits with our attorney general here, Eric Schmidt, and then the guy from Louisiana. Something that we've all known for years. So yesterday, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry filed a joint statement on discovery disputes asking the blah, 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 blah. But basically, it's coming out that, yeah, all across all these agencies, federal officials, officials at the FDA, blah, 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 DHS, CISA, CDC, NIAID. Oh, yeah, and the NIH is, oh, yeah, by the way, ivermectin really is a, does work great. After all, you kill off all these people in the hospitals with the midazolam and the freaking ventilators and everything else. I mean, we're in charts and parts unknown right now. That's why the thing, you can just tell it's very, very close to when the next shoe to drop. Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, you'll be the last caller. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm okay. What about you?
Well, I've got something I think's kind of fun. Today, Real History Chan, Mike King put out Hitler in World War II explained in one photo, and it has women laughing in a sack race on a cruise liner, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, are we irony deficient or what? You know, in 1933, they were the only ones having fun because they got rid of usury.
Yeah.
So, you think of the Boys of Brazil, that was a novel by Ira Levin, okay? Mm. What if we had a whole bunch of Hitlers and they turned us into prosperous, usury-free countries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than a bunch of Elon Musk weirdos running around.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you can't watch anything on the interwebs hardly anymore either. That Harari, oh, my Lord. And this gay stuff, I'm so sick of that. You know, that was a mental illness, right? Even the old Jews DSM had it as a mental illness. Yeah. They never say what that mental illness was. What was it? Moral insanity. How about we start calling it that again? It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So, but I'm learning a lot about
hold,
history.
Murr, hold the line. Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. I wanted to get this one in. This is Mona, M-O-A-N-A, clip 8. Go ahead and play this real quick.
So we began by simply looking at what are the physical processes we could use? What are the techniques that might give us the ability to communicate with the brain through the skull? So we started this in a very exploratory phase, and we looked at how we might be able to use magnetic fields and how we might be able to use light. Both of these things can penetrate the skull, and we wanted to understand if signals from the magnetic field and from light would allow us to record and stimulate the brain.
As the magnet turns on, the flies are stimulated, so we're working to stimulate their brain using nanoparticles that I've already injected into the flies.
So when people hear about programs that are designed to build a brain interface, particularly programs funded by the government, people naturally get concerned.
That's called MONA, magnetic optical acoustic neural access. Is that some wild stuff or what?
Oh, no. That's so insane.
I know.
You know what? People, you got to pray without ceasing. And it
that's right.
Boils down to Christ or Antichrist. I don't care how many people don't want to hear it or see it typed. That's what it's boiling down to, and that's what you got to realize. You know, it's not the Antichrist. It is the Christ, you know, and he's in everything. God's in everything. He's got this. He's got this. Just pray without ceasing, man. You know?
Yeah.
So don't let them get into your head.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think due to certain things, people leave themselves, let's say, open to that sort of manipulation because they're not staying on point with, you know, their spiritual health, their what they're looking at, their research, and everything else, you know. And so...
This is why I've been saying for years, and I used to say it in the Stormfront all the time, you've got to get away from their media. You just got to.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, no, watch this movie over and over and watch these flat earth videos over and over and over. And your subconscious cannot refuse all this subliminal stuff. They think they can, but they can't. They cannot refuse it. And then your subconscious determines 90% of your thoughts and your actions. Yeah. So how much better to have it on the same page as your consciousness?
Agreed, Murr. We all struggle. We all struggle to stay on, you know, the path.
Well, I hope RBN gets that toxic guy that teaches history on. I like him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm sorry there's problems, but 3 hours and call him an 80-year-old drunk? Come on, people. And Dave Scorpio, too. Bring him on. We need these people. Yeah. Round it out a little bit here on RBN.
Well, you know, put your 2 cents in and you do your thing.
I did. I've put more than 2 cents in, and I've written them and everything, so we'll see.
Okay.
Have a good week, honey.
Yeah, you too. Take care of yourself, Murr.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Everybody saw the Project Veritas stuff with this Greenwich, Connecticut assistant principal talking about indoctrinating kids, making them left-wing. I mean, that is just a drop in the bucket. It's just a case that has gone, it's nationwide, okay? Believe it or not, the open-minded, more progressive teachers are actually more savvy about delivering a democratic message without really having to mention politics. See, this is hackademia. This is quackademia. This is Marxademia. Okay, this is what's creating all these little Antifa punks running around. Academia must be smashed. The media stranglehold must be smashed and rebuilt. It's the end of the broadcast, folks. Be prepared. All right, take care.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.